Mayflower Island is a small 3-acre island adjacent to Douglas Harbor in Sandy Beach. It's near the site of the former Douglas Indian Village, which Douglas's city government burned down in 1962. The city and borough of Juneau formally apologized for the burning last fall. At a Juneau Assembly Lands Housing and Economic Development meeting last week, members gave initial approval for a plan that would acquire the island from the federal government and then give it to Douglas Indian Association. DIA officials did not respond to KTOO for a request for comment. Dan Blydorn is the city's land and resource manager. He says this is a plan that's been years in the making.
This is on the list of 2025 Assembly Goals for Community Wellness and Public Safety. The goal states, support Douglas Indian Association's efforts to acquire Mayflower Island.
The island once served as a traditional subsistence site and yielded a herring run and spawn used by the Douglas Indian Village. The DIA is currently in the process of building a cultural learning center near the former site of the village. According to a spokesperson for the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, the property has been under the federal government's stewardship since 1890. The island was originally reserved for the U.S. Navy to use as a naval station. But in 1948, it was transferred to the Federal Bureau of Mines, which constructed a mineral laboratory on the site to process ore samples for research. The BLM took over the property in 1996 when Congress closed the Bureau of Mines. The U.S. Coast Guard also used the site under an agreement with the BLM, but that ended in 2023. Blydorn says the actual property transfer is likely still a few years out, but the Juneau Assembly's approval is the next step in moving that process along. The resolution would still need to come before the Assembly for final approval. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.